CBTU, Charting the Future with Visionary Leadership Team. By Hollinsworth August. On a snowy evening in December, members of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, CBTU, assembled at the headquarters of CUPE, Canadian Union of Public Employees, in Markham, Ontario, some around the boardroom table, others connecting via Zoom. It marked the first election of executives since the COVID pandemic, and a quiet, yet unmistakable sense of anticipation took hold. By night's end, the election of a new executive committee would chart a fresh path for Black and Caribbean workers across Ontario and Canada, building on CBTU's enduring legacy of advocacy, resilience, and hope. Before the evening's formalities began, Cher spoke with Ahmad Gayed, a CBTU member whose passion for the organization and its long-standing partnership with the Ontario Federation of Labour, OFL, was unmistakable. CBTU isn't just about labour, it's about life, he said. It's about creating opportunities where there were none and inspiring the next generation to believe in their potential. But to do that, you need real partnerships. If you want to do something for the community, you have to go to the community. That belief, that meaningful change happens when large federations and Black-led organizations work together, lies at the core of the OFL-CBTU relationship. It dates back to the pioneering work of June Veacock, who served as both the OFL's Director of Human Rights and the founding president of CBTU's Ontario Canada chapter. Veacock's leadership sparked a synergy that would flourish under Janice Gary, another OFL human rights director who later led CBTU and now holds the title of President Emeritus, and continues today with newly re-elected President Yolanda McLean, the Secretary Treasurer at CUPE and Executive Vice President at the OFL. When Veacock first took the reins of the OFL's Human Rights Department, it was revolutionary. A Black woman holding such a key position not only broke barriers, it institutionalized a commitment to center the voices of Black and Caribbean workers in the broader labor movement. Veacock brought that ethos to CBTU, and the OFL-CBTU alliance matured, demonstrating that combining the OFL's organizational reach with CBTU's on-the-ground mobilization yielded broader impact. It became clear that each organization amplified the other's voice, and each became more powerful, credible, and effective as a result. What truly sets CBTU apart and makes it such a vital partner to the OFL is its sense of community. CBTU's like a family, Gade said. You've got rank-and-file members and elected leaders all in one place, supporting each other. If someone faces a barrier in their union, maybe they don't feel heard or they're trying to move into leadership, they come to CBTU for help, connections, or just a listening ear. Both Gayed and McLean emphasized that CBTU exists at the intersection of workplace advocacy and neighborhood-level empowerment. Every Black union member started as a community organizer, McLean said, explaining that grassroots relationships are crucial. Our labor is strengthened when we address core issues like violence, economic barriers, and racial injustice, right where people live. It was a decisive show of support at the December election when CBTU members re-elected McLean as president, a role she has held with unwavering dedication. As the final votes were tallied, applause and cheers filled the hall and Zoom squares, embracing the newly formed leadership slate. This powerful new team represents the diversity of CBTU's membership, from seasoned organizers to young activists stepping into leadership, from labor veterans to community advocates. Leadership is about touching someone every day so they can succeed, McLean said. Our role is to improve economic opportunities for Black workers and to break down the systemic barriers that hold us back. Under McLean's leadership, CBTU has formalized partnerships with groups like the Toronto Community Benefits Network and LIUNA, Laborers International Union of North America, working together to train young Black men transitioning from challenging circumstances into stable, full-time jobs. We have to allow people to start where they are and help them grow, McLean said, underscoring the organization's intergenerational support. Reflecting on her own journey, beginning as a library tech facing discrimination and rising through union activism, McLean insists that effective leadership demands an intentional approach to inclusion. "Change doesn't happen by accident," she said. "Without the concrete, consistent push for representation, we can't achieve equity at the leadership level." CBTU's commitment to developing younger activists, especially Black women, was exemplified by the promotion of the under 40 representative, Juanita Ford, to the position of first vice president of CBTU. "If we don't actively make space," McLean said, "we risk replicating the same exclusion we're trying to fight." That same strategic mindset shaped CBTU's 2025 plan to launch a dedicated education department, anti-racism and equity training, workshops that break down systemic racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. Environmental justice, addressing how environmental issues disproportionately affect Black and marginalized communities and exploring sustainable solutions. Community building, fostering connections across racial and cultural lines, recognizing that we can't do this work alone. "When we integrate these programs," McLean said, "we're not just reacting to the world, we're shaping it for future generations." Looking to the future, McLean sees CBTU forging broader coalitions with organizations like the Asian Canadian Labor Alliance, ACLA, and the Latin American Trade Unionists Coalition, LATUC, as well as other social justice groups. "Racialized and Indigenous workers share many overlapping challenges," she said. "Systemic barriers don't just vanish if we stay siloed. That's why CBTU's role goes beyond workplace advocacy. Our members are parents, neighbors, and community leaders." She also highlighted emerging issues such as automation, the gig economy, and AI-driven workplace changes. "It's coming, whether we're ready or not. But as we deal with technology, we can't lose sight of wage fairness, healthcare access, and fundamental human rights. We have to fight for full-time jobs, real benefits, and the security every worker deserves." From VCOC's trailblazing human rights work at the OFL to McLean's forward-thinking leadership, CBTU's story is one of resilience and intentional action. "We have a challenge, yes, but we also have an opportunity," McLean said. "We're showing people there's a place for them in the labor movement, no matter their age or background. If we ensure everyone is seen, heard, and given the chance to lead, we'll leave a legacy that truly honors our ancestors' struggles and builds a stronger future for the generations to come."